Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting seventh. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh juggles the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Westlake scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wynn. Young moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields the ball and throws to Bearden covering. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. Byrne moves to second. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive towards first. Goldsberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dyke now playing third base. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Westlake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Wally Westlake now playing center field. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldsberry strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.